Hey, Mr. Neighbor. It's me. Here, take this. Oh, I just happened to drive by when I came home from shopping and saw you sitting here in the cold rain. So I drove home and, got you this umbrella. There you go. At least a small smile. That's a start. You're really down on your luck, huh? I see. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have anyone to talk to? Someone who you can trust with your emotions and feelings? Oh, damn. I feel really sorry for you. But anyhow, sitting in the pouring rain surely isn't good for your health. You'll catch a cold in no time. Don't give yourself up like that. Of course you don't deserve it. No. Here, how about this? You can hop in my car and we'll drive home. That way you won't have to stay out in the cold rain for any longer. And if you want, you can join me at my place. We make ourselves comfy and talk about anything that concerns you. Young man, I insist. You're not staying out here in the pouring rain any longer. Now come on. I'll make us a nice warm cup of tea once we're home. But first, we need to get there. That's the spirit. My car is over there. Let's go before we get even more soaked. Here we are, home sweet home. You can put your shoes over there, and remember, mi casa es tu casa. Make yourself at home. The living room is right down the hallway. I'll quickly make us some tea, and I'll be with you in a sec. Here you go. Nothing beats a Lady Grey with some milk. And of course, what goes better with the sound of raindrops hitting the windows than a crackling fireplace? Now, let me just. There. I'm all ears. What has been on your mind recently? I see. Just don't blame it on yourself, okay? You're such an incredible young man. Don't be deterred by what others think. These people are irrelevant, anyways. They are just hiding their own insecurities by bringing other people down. No, don't say that. I mean it. You really are an incredible young man. You're super kind, charming, and insightful. I have seldom met a person that has such a based and broad view of life. You are very, very smart and mature. And yes, of course, you are very kind and charming. You are humble and down to earth. You are well-mannered, you are well-spoken. Everything that makes a man admirable. Why, of course, you are very likable. Don't ever tell yourself that you're not. Come here. Let me show you how likable you are. See? I wouldn't hug anyone I didn't like, now would I? Tell you what, clearly you are in desperate need of some cuddles and affection. Almost in a motherly way, perhaps? Okay, I have a proposal. Hear me out first, and don't write me off as crazy just yet, okay? I've read in this paper by a certain doctor, Amelia, that there is a new method of therapy involving a little bit of role play, I guess you could call it. This role play entails the therapist, I guess that would be me in this case, to take on the role of their client's mother. So essentially, you just pretend that I'm your mother. Just for this roleplay. From what I've read, the role of the mother is connected with the mechanisms in the brain that make us calm and collected, make us feel at home, you could say. So what do you think? Want to give it a try? Very well then, my good boy. Right now, you can call me your mommy. And as your mommy, I think my good boy deserves some cuddles first. So come here, you. There you go. Rest your head on mommy's chest. Are you nice and comfy? Perfect. Now let mommy tell you something. You see, no matter what you think, there's always someone who appreciates you for who you are. You just have to look around, and sure enough, you'll find someone. Right now, that someone is me. But there are many more people out there that appreciate you. What I want you to do now is focus your attention on your head. Try to listen to my calm breathing, my calm heartbeat, and try to mimic it. Just try to relax. Let all your sorrows wash away as calm and quiet takes over your mind. Sink your head deep into mommy's chest. Enjoy the comforting warmth surrounding you. And listen to my voice. You are mommy's only good boy. Not anyone else, just you. You deserve all the love, affection, and attention mommy gives you. And right now, mommy wants to give you some special care and attention. You see, the paper also says that you need sexual relief as a way to cleanse your mind and all of the bad thoughts. And that is what mommy wants to do right now. Is it okay if mommy takes care of your sexual needs, honey? Such a good boy. You are quite ready for this, aren't you? I guess that's what happens when your head rests between mommy's soft and pillowy breasts for too long, But don't worry, honey. It's a natural reaction. Nothing to be ashamed about. Besides, your manhood is a very delightful sight. Yes, honey, it is. It is very, very beautiful. One could almost say, Mommy's good boy has a perfect cock. Looking at it is very pleasing to the eye, but Mommy wants to take care of you. And I doubt looks alone will do the job. So, let me just wrap my hands around your beautiful shaft like this and very gently. Is the pressure okay, honey? Does it feel good for you? Oh, I'm glad. Try to keep your breathing down and focus on all the negativity leaving your body. Focus on how my hands slowly stroke you from top to bottom. And focus on how I pause to apply a bit of extra pressure to the tip. Melt into how Mommy's soft and warm hands are caressing this pretty cock of yours. You can be really proud, honey. You are doing so well so far. Oh, such a good boy. Let me increase the pace a little, like this. And with every stroke I give you, every time my soft hands play with your tip, just remember one thing. You are Mommy's good boy. You deserve to feel appreciated, loved, and taken care of. And no one can take that away. And no one can take me away from you. Try to feel inside yourself. Try to feel the heat building and burning every bit of doubt in your mind. A man like you has no reason to doubt himself. None at all. That's why Mommy pays so much attention to making you feel good. The perfectly applied pressure, the sensual motion, my soft breasts, all of that serves the purpose of reminding you what you truly are. Simply perfect in your own right. And now, lose yourself in the pleasure. Let your moans roam free as Mommy continues to milk your perfect cock. think my good boy deserves a real treat today. Do you want to see mommy's breasts? Oh my, so eager. Of course you can. Here you go, sweetie. Mommy's perfectly soft and round breasts. All yours. Go ahead. Touch them if you want. You've earned it. You certainly know how to touch a lady. Can you feel my nipples harden against your palms? All for you, baby. That's because you're just so good. You know, this certainly feels amazing. But it's not helping you relieve that aching pressure down there, Here you go. Put it between mommy's breasts. Yes, I mean it. You are such a good boy that you deserve a reward. And your reward is that I'll pleasure you with these perfect boobs that you've been so eager to touch. Think about how good the comforting warmth of my breasts felt against your hands, or my smooth velvet-like skin. And now imagine that enveloping your cock in an embrace of pure bliss. That certainly got you going, didn't it? It's okay. Keep going, sweetie. You deserve every bit of how good it makes you feel. In fact, here, I'll press my arms against my breasts like this. Can you feel the added pressure? Does it feel nice? Oh, your moans are so sexy, sweetie. And that cute face you're making. You are pretty close, aren't you? Do it, honey. Be a good boy and release all that pent-up frustration. Cleanse your mind of the dark and embrace the pleasure. I want to make sure that you are properly relieved. Yes, I want you to come all over mommy's soft breasts. Don't hold back. Give me your every last drop. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, let it go, baby. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Keep going until you're completely satisfied. So much. Oh, you really needed this, didn't you? I'm glad that mommy could provide you with what you needed, honey. You did really well, and I hope that you are a little better now. Here, let me just get this tissue box and clean this up. There, all done. Now, you know what they say, right? After every orgasm, The doctor prescribes at least 2 hours of low-intensity cuddling. Yes, you got me. I made that up. But still, would you like to cuddle with mommy and bathe in the afterglow a bit? I knew you couldn't refuse. Come here, you perfect man. Oh, and don't worry. This will remain our intriguing little secret. And we can repeat it as often as you'd like. And you know why? Because I like you. And you, listener, I like you too. And now, less talking, more cuddling.